Nice, warm, balmy day out on the practice field today, right?
It was very warm. Nice. About 20 out there or something, right?
Hey, it was good. It's going to be worse than that Sunday. You might as well practice in it, right?
Hey, preparation. That's what it's all about. Prepare for game conditions, and you'll be a lot better off during the game. So, yeah. Yeah. I'm still thawing out, by the way.
Well, and by the way, Fred, you know, this family is more important than football. So let's talk about family first.
Taking a shot at my old Gator, my ex-Gator guy, huh?
What's that?
Your no, no.
No. But, no, it is. Family is more important than football. I want to ask you about your son before we get going here. Your son had a nice game and got himself to a championship, got himself to the championship round, right?
Yes. They actually kicked off, let's say, 35 minutes ago at 1, the state championship game. So I called him early this morning. I wished him well. And now let's see what the results are in about another hour or so.
And his team finished 9-4. I think he's playing a team that's 13-0, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
So a lot of pressure on those poor kids.
Well, you know, they feel like they have some momentum. And like the NFL, that's what it's all about. Once you get that momentum, you want to hit it just right and keep riding that wave. So I wish them well.
Hey, you got a chance to get out on the field and carry the football a little bit on Monday night. Did you feel rusty at all?
You know what? I guess I could say slightly rusty. The thing is, the game was fast. The game is always much faster than practice. So no matter how or what tempo I practiced at the past few weeks, it didn't simulate what I got in the game. And those few carries that I had, you know, it just seems like things were happening so much quicker in front of me, and I wasn't allowed an opportunity to be patient. I had to play with extra sense of urgency, and I didn't really feel as comfortable as I usually do. But I'm looking forward to this week and have an opportunity to let things kind of settle down and get back on track.
And speaking of track, I'm wondering what your track record is over your career in terms of playing the game out in your head and actually having the game turn out the way you thought it would be. In other words, I mean, if you see a game, you know, I think we're going to win 17-10 this week, and it turns out that way. Or in the case of Monday, I think we're going to win in a blowout, and you win 45-3. Do you usually have a pretty good track record and knowing how the game is going to turn out?
My track record sucks. My track record sucks. And truthfully, once you get in the NFL, you have to learn to separate yourself from worrying about what the score might or could be. And the bottom line is getting a win, making sure you check off that W, that win column. And that's what it's all about, whether it's by a point or 50. You want to make sure you're going back in the locker room happy.
Well, let me.
I was going to say, my track record, Fred, is about to be shaky here, because I just told these guys, I gave them the upset special of the weekend. I gave them Cincinnati over Pittsburgh, and they think I'm crazy.
Wow. Wow. Well,
that means Fred thinks you're crazy, too.
Fred, you're too much of a gentleman. See, like,
no, it'll be concrete. But that's a good matchup. I mean, Cincinnati's been trying to play pretty tough lately, and they've been faltering late in some of those games by, you know, one or two plays, and they end up losing. But it's a divisional game between the two teams, and a divisional game, those teams have an opportunity with maybe a play or two here or there to beat each other, or one team will come out on top. So and they dogfight every time they play. It's not like they're a blowout. So, hey, it's possible. Trust me, it is possible.
Let me change Michael's question to you around a little bit in terms of, you know, predicting things. How often does a good week of practice correctly predict how the team's going to play on the weekend?
You can always go back in hindsight and say, well, we did this well because we had a great week of practice. And sometimes you go out there and you practice and it's all flawless. Then you get in the game and things don't go quite the way you practice. Whether that team has made some adjustment to what you do or maybe you didn't execute as well in the game as you executed in practice. And I've also seen cases where practice seemed terrible. Then you go out there and you have a great game execution-wise, because the plays that you screwed up on in practice, you rep them two and three times, and then the opportunity presents itself in the game, you don't mess them up. So it's a wash. It can go either way.
How do you feel about playing in cold weather games, especially for your position? I mean, you got to have your hands on the ball so much. Do you believe in gloves, a certain kind of glove? Do you feel like you have more of a feel when there's nothing on your hands? What's your philosophy there?
My philosophy for cold weather games is, number one, is protect the ball by all means. Any game, cold weather, the heat of the summer, it starts with protecting the ball security. I don't believe in wearing sleeves. I wear my usual gloves. A lot of guys wear the cold weather gloves, but personally I don't, because they're a little thicker and I have to really feel the ball. So I just wear the regular gloves and put a latex glove underneath it. They're thin and they're tight, but they kind of trap in some of the heat. And I kind of wipe my hands down in Vaseline, then put on the latex gloves. Then I put my regular gloves over those. So that's about as much hand protection as I'm getting, but never sleeves. I learned my lesson my rookie year against Pittsburgh. LeBron Kirkland, he hit me, barely hit me. The ball came out, and I said, oh, no, never again will I wear sleeves. And that ended that. So number one is ball security, first and foremost.
And when LeVon Kirkland barely hit you, that's probably different than other guys. I mean, what a freak he was, huh? Like 200.
Yes, he was.
290 middle linebacker?
Yeah, at about a 4'7". And when I tell the young guys that name, they go, who? Who? Even the linebackers. Who was that?
He was a smart player. He liked to talk a little bit too on the field, didn't he?
Yeah, he talked a lot of smack. He talked a whole lot, but he was the guy who went out and backed it up. He had a pretty good career.
Tell me what you tell the youngsters on your team, the Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis's, or whatnot, about guys like Julius Peppers and Brian Urlacher.
The things that I've told them about Julius is he's relentless, nonstop. He's a great athlete, and you have to be careful around him. He's not like your typical DNs, the ones you can just make miss in the hole or jump cut on him. Pep, he can recover. He's fast, he's big, he's strong, he's long, and he can recover. Brian Urlacher, yeah, I tell him he's a thumper. He wants to go. He has good side-to-side lateral speed. Not as athletic as he once was due to some injuries, but he still has a lot in his tank, and he can really go.
You said he's a thumper. It's interesting because we always talk about his speed, but you're saying he can pack a punch too, huh?
He's a thumper from the standpoint of he's huge. He's big. He's not a little guy. And when he gets a shot on you, he'll definitely try to give it to you. But more so than anything, like a lot of older linebackers, once they start getting up in age, they don't necessarily want to take on the blocks. They want to he's a guy who's athletic. He has great athleticism. And he can jump around some blocks and make a play using his athleticism. He doesn't have to be physical all the time. But he's versatile, and he can do either. He can play with physical toughness as well as playing finesse. That's what makes him who he is.
You weren't playing at the time, but I've seen your football team go into a game and perform at less than optimum levels against the Cleveland Browns. How do you ensure that does not happen after an emotional Monday night blowout win over the New York Jets?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. You don't worry about it. You go out there. We've prepared this week, and we feel confident in the game plan. We feel confident in the preparation, the field work. And like any other team, and like we always do, you expect to win. And it's just going to go out there and play our game by trying to start fast and try and make the necessary plays. And the guys know, they know what we have in front of us. They know we're playing a very good team. And there won't be any sabotages or booby traps set. You know, you're going into a place with great tradition, very solid defense, a very good offense that's improving. And we're ready to play. I can say that. We're looking forward to the game.
I just want to go back to Monday just for a second. I saw Danny Woodhead getting fired up against the Jets, his former team, and you can understand that. What was it like for you when you played against Jacksonville for the first time? Or just play against a former team, a team that says, well, we can move on without you right now. What's that like emotionally?
Yeah, I mean, you want to go out there and let them know that you still have it, you know, that it was in so many instances a mistake that they let you go. But it's fun. It's fun because you know all of the guys. I think it's more fun to be able to play against them and motivate yourself than it is against any other team. And that's what I got out of it, just the opportunity to get out there. I wasn't at my best, but it was fun to be able to get out there and see those guys and play against them. And bottom line, more than anything, win. And that makes it even more fun and special.
All right, before we let you go, do you want to know how the game's going?
You know what? I hear right now, I just got a text. They got the box back for the run, so we're down 7-0. They're keying on my son.
Yes, they are.
He's been there before, and he'll get over it.
It's actually 14-0 now.
Oh, wow.
An 80-yard touchdown pass for Warner Christian.
They got to tighten it up. So, but they're a team who's been resilient, so they should still have some fight in them. They didn't come all this way just to lay down, so they'll fight.
This is the team they beat last year in overtime in the state championship, right?
Yes, it is.
So they've been there before against these guys.
They've been there before. So it only takes one run and or a big play, a turnover or something. So we're going to cross our fingers and hope they come back.
Good luck to Kelvin. Good luck to you this weekend as well.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Take care, Fred.
Take care.
That is New England Patriots running back Fred Taylor.